everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I wanted to start off today by saying thank you to all of you who have written in emails and who send me stories. I'm grateful that you have shared those with me and have allowed me to share those on the air. I think they really help us kind of strengthen each other and lift each other up. So thank you for being willing to share. I also want to tell you what's happening tomorrow on Mormon Channel Daily. Tomorrow, we're going to go behind the scenes and talk to T.C. Christensen, who is a filmmaker, and he's produced movies such as 17 Miracles, Forever Strong, Testaments of One Fold and One Shepherd, and his latest movie is called Ephraim's Rescue, and it was released on May 31st in theaters. Join us as we get a sneak peek into the film and the life of this director, writer, and producer who has dedicated his life to making uplifting and quality entertainment. And again, that's tomorrow that we'll have TC in the studio with me on Mormon Channel Daily. I found a story that I wanted to share on the air today, and I have heard about this in actually a lot of different news sources, but the story that I'm going to pull it from is from Examiner.com. On May 18th of this year, and it's an article called Mother Comes Back to Life After C-Section, written by Jerry Rulig. And it's a story of a woman in Kuwait who was 9 months pregnant. She had an acute blood pressure problem, so her husband took her to the hospital. After being checked into her room, she started coughing up blood and went into cardiac arrest. I can't even imagine how scary that would be, both for the mother and the father. It's one thing to go to the hospital, but when you're 9 months pregnant, that's got to be really scary. The woman was pronounced dead with no pulse or respiratory activity. The doctors then performed an emergency cesarean to revive the baby and then decided to try one more time to revive the mother. And to their astonishment, she started breathing again. You can't help but ask the question, what made them try one more time? It seems certain that God's hand was involved in their lives. The other interesting part of this story is that normally her husband, who is a truck driver, is gone for work a week at a time. He just happened to be home at the right time to be able to take her to the hospital. Not a coincidence. The husband says it was a miracle, and he's grateful he was able to be there with her. Stories like these remind me that God is mindful of each one of us. There's not always a miracle at the end of each story, but sometimes God intervenes and shows his hand in miraculous ways. Sometimes situations in life get really rough and dark and hard, and I wanted to share a story with you that comes from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who is in the first presidency of the church, and this is from General Conference, April 2013, and it's called The Hope of God's Light. And it's a story of how God's light can chase away the darkness. And it's a story about Jane. And I want to play that for you in his own words now.
I'd like to tell you about a woman who grew up in a room filled with darkness. I'll call her Jane. From the time Jane was 3 years old, she was repeatedly beaten, belittled, and abused. She was threatened and mocked. She awoke each morning not knowing if she would survive until the next day. The people who should have protected her were those who tortured her or allowed the abuse to continue. In order to protect herself, Jane learned to stop feeling. She had no hope of rescue, so she hardened herself to the horror of her reality. There was no light in her world, so she became resigned to the darkness, with a numbness that can only come from constant and unrelenting contact with evil. She accepted the fact that any moment might be her last. Then, at age 18, Jane discovered the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The joy and hope of the restored gospel penetrated her heart, and she accepted the invitation to be baptized. For the first time, light entered her life, and she saw a bright path before her. She left the darkness of her world and decided to attend school a great distance away from her abuser. At last, she felt liberated from an environment of darkness and evil, free to enjoy the Savior's sweet peace and miraculous healing. However, years later, after her abuser had died, Jane was again troubled by the horrible events of her youth. Profound sadness and anger threatened to destroy the wonderful light she had found in the gospel. She realized that if she allowed that darkness to consume her, her tormentor would have a final victory. She sought counseling and medical help and began to realize that for her, the best path for healing was to understand and accept that darkness exists, but not to dwell there. For as she now knew, light also existed, and that is where she chose to dwell. Given her dark past, Jane could easily have become vindictive, venomous, or violent, but she didn't. She resisted the temptation to spread the darkness by lashing out in anger, hurt, or cynicism. Instead, she held fast to the hope that with God's help, she could be healed. She chose to radiate light and devote her life to helping others. This decision enabled her to leave the past behind and to step into a glorious, bright future. She became a school teacher, and today, decades later, her love has influenced the lives of hundreds of children, helping them to know that they have worth, that they are important. She has become a tireless defender of the weak, the victimized, and the discouraged. She builds, strengthens, and inspires everyone around her. Jane learned that healing comes when we move away from the darkness and walk toward the hope of a brighter light. It was in the practical application of faith, hope, and charity that she not only transformed her own life, but forever blessed the lives of many, many others. There may be some among you who feel darkness encroaching upon you. You may feel burdened by worry, fear, or doubt. To you and to all of us, I repeat a wonderful and certain truth. God's light is real. It is available to all. It gives life to all things. It has the power to soften the sting of the deepest wound. It can be a healing balm for the loneliness and sickness of our souls. In the furrows of despair, it can plant the seeds of a brighter hope. It can enlighten the deepest valleys of sorrow. It can illuminate the path before us and lead us through the darkest night into the promise of a new dawn.
This story of Jane is an amazing one. I don't know how someone could overcome something so difficult, but people do, and they do it every day. I want to reemphasize this last line from President Uchtdorf that I just played for you. He said, "God's light is real. It is available to all. It gives life to all things. It has the power to soften the sting of the deepest wound." And then he says there are five things that God's light can do for us. And it was in that part that I just played for you, but I want to break it down a little bit because he says that it can be a healing balm for the loneliness and sickness of our souls. So I looked up the word balm online, and it says a fragrant ointment or preparation used to heal or soothe the skin. So if God's light is a balm, then it's something that heals or soothes our sickness and loneliness. The second thing he says is that in the furrows of despair, it can plant the seeds of a brighter hope. I think for any of you, like me, who like to garden, this image might be particularly helpful for us to understand. So a furrow is a long, narrow trench made in the ground by a plow to plant seeds in or for irrigation. And so what this says to me is that when there's a dark ditch, God's light is like the planting of new seeds of hope. He also says that it can enlighten the deepest valleys of sorrow. The fourth thing, it can illuminate the path before us. And number five, it can lead us through the darkest night into the promise of a new dawn. Those are pretty powerful statements on the power of God and what he can do and the miracles that he can work in our lives. I think we've probably all felt those moments of loneliness and despair or darkness seems to be surrounding us. I can count several times in my life when things just seem so dark, whether it was the illness of a family member or a death of a loved one, when you just think, I can't really go on. I can't really pick up the pieces and move forward. But the amazing thing is that with God's help, we really can move forward. He can pull us out of the ditch or out of the darkness, and he can illuminate the path before us, and he can even make us happy again. His power is real, and it really works, and he really does soothe and calm us and take away the pain when we reach out to him. With that, it's time for us to close today, but I thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day that I'd like to leave you with today is called Lead Kindly Light, featuring Kurt Bester. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great day. Thank you.